On September 11th, 2001, the worst attacks in U.S. history occurred on American soil. Close to 3,000 Americans lost their lives in Manhattan as the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center complex collapsed into their own footprint at near free fall speed. The people of the world were told that 19 Saudi hijackers armed only with box cutters simultaneously took control of four passenger jet airliners and successfully slammed them into three of their intended targets over the most heavily monitored airspace in the entire world. The entire operation directed by a man in a cave somewhere in the mountains of Afghanistan. Of the 19 hijackers listed by the FBI, seven of them turned out to be alive. The public has been told a stream of lies by undoubtedly one of the most corrupted administrations to ever occupy the thrones of power in the United States, as the official story surrounding the events of that tragic morning were being solidified within the public mind. What has unfolded in America as a direct result of the attacks has been nothing short of a draconian police state and an open-ended war on terror with no ending in sight, all based on a thin veneer of lies, deceptions, impossibilities, and outright absurdities, which unfortunately has been believed by the non-thinking, non-questioning masses. The official story of what happened on 9/11 is an absolute fairy tale, a monumental fraud from start to finish. We were told that somehow kerosene jet fuel burned over 1,000 degrees hotter than its maximum temperature and managed to melt 47 steel core columns in two skyscrapers as they fell evenly into their own footprints. A third building, the Solomon Building, or Building 7 in the World Trade Center complex, also fell evenly into its own footprint in what was quite obviously a controlled demolition. We were told that what was, on record, very small and contained office fires brought down Building 7, and the 9/11 Commission didn't even bother to acknowledge that Building 7 collapsed. They ignored it. Never in history have skyscrapers collapsed due to fire, but on that day, the laws of physics were suspended as three skyscrapers were reduced to rubble, one of which, Building 7, was not even hit by an aircraft. The BBC reported that Building 7 had collapsed roughly 20 minutes before it fell. In the video clip, you can clearly see the building standing in the background as the reporter claims that the building had collapsed. When confronted, the BBC simply claimed that it lost the tape. How convenient. The public was told that somehow a hijacked aircraft was able to penetrate the most heavily guarded airspace in the world at the Pentagon, pull off impossible maneuvers, and slam into the side of this military installation. When no wreckage, no bodies, and no luggage were found, official sources claimed that a 100-ton jet airliner vaporized on impact, again defying the laws of physics. And the vast majority blindly believed this nonsense and condemned the few brave people that dared to question the official bullshit story. We were told that one of the hijackers' passports was found neatly intact on the ground near the WTC complex. People actually believed that a piece of paper somehow survived an explosion of fuel and metal that magically caused steel beams to melt. Unfortunately, the vast majority seems to have no problem being told what to think and believe, and the level of cognitive dissonance required to believe the official fairy tale is absolutely staggering. The flag-waving statists came out in droves as they nodded their heads in approval of the open-ended wars that would soon follow and applauded the destruction of their freedom at the hands of mass-murdering psychopaths. Shame on every single one of you cowardice slaves. What has unfolded as a direct result of these engineered and orchestrated false flag attacks? Millions of civilians murdered in illegal and unjustified wars. A fully militarized police force that murders Americans with impunity. The passage of freedom-destroying legislation, such as the NDAA, the Patriot Act, and numerous executive orders that consolidate power. The inception of the TSA, which molests the elderly, young, and disabled, and harasses innocent people. Homeland Security and other agencies set up to spy on Americans. A high-tech surveillance grid system put into place. The further consolidation of decision-making power into fewer and fewer hands. And the absolute destruction of freedom. In 1997, a neoconservative think tank group called the Project for the New American Century, or PNAC, was created. The group included members of the Bush administration and other neocons, including Paul Wolfowitz, president of the World Bank, Richard Perle, John Bolton, U.S. ambassador to the UN, Richard Armitage, deputy secretary of state, Dick Cheney, vice president under G.W. Bush, Donald Rumsfeld, secretary of defense under Bush, Jeb Bush, governor of Florida, William Kristol, PNAC founder and former chief of staff to Dan Quayle during the first Bush administration, and many others. Interesting, but not surprising, of the PNAC's 25 signatories to their mission statement, 17 are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. In September of 2000, a year before the 9/11 attacks, the PNAC published a document titled Rebuilding America's Defenses, Strategies, Forces, and Resources for a New Century. The document outlines the plan to massively expand U.S. military presence in the Middle East, Southeast Asia, and Europe. The globalist neocons had plans to destabilize Iraq for years before the 9/11 attacks even occurred. From the PNAC documents, we read, while the unresolved conflict in Iraq provides the immediate justification for expanded U.S. military presence, the need for a substantial American force presence in the Gulf transcends the issue of the regime of Saddam Hussein. Over the long term, Iran may well prove as large a threat to U.S. interests in the Gulf as Iraq has. And even should U.S.-Iranian relations improve, retaining forward-based forces in the region would still be an essential element in U.S. security strategy, given the long-standing American interests in the region. Shortly after the attacks, the Bush administration promoted their Axis of Evil campaign, demonizing Iraq, Iran, and North Korea, and dutifully following the script of the PNAC. The War on Terror was born, which is really a war on freedom, conducted by the most ruthless, sycophantic henchmen the globalists have to offer. The PNAC documents basically outline a plan for U.S. dominance and geopolitical restructuring in areas that are strategically significant and abundant in natural resources, particularly oil. The plan was always to completely dominate Iraq, which was already massively destabilized due to 13 years of economic sanctions placed on the country following the first Gulf War. In the run-up to the second Iraq War, which was launched in 2003, the Bush administration claimed that Saddam Hussein possessed weapons of mass destruction, which he was intent upon using against his neighbors. That was a lie. The Bush administration was shown to have lied time and again, but we are supposed to believe these people when they tell us what happened on 9/11 and what should happen as a result? The most chilling part of the PNAC documents spells out the mentality of these sick people and the hidden networks that pull their puppet strings. From Section 5 of the documents titled Creating Tomorrow's Dominant Force, we read, further, the process of transformation, even if it brings revolutionary change, is likely to be a long one, absent some catastrophic and catalyzing events like a new Pearl Harbor. For New Pearl Harbor, see 9/11 2001. The attacks of September 11th gave the Bush administration the opportunity to launch an open-ended war, to remove basic civil liberties, massively increase the surveillance society, and to create a collective climate of fear, which is what the globalist consortium wants most. Basic freedoms are destroyed under the guise of keeping people safe. A totalitarian police state has unfolded and is so blatantly obvious that one would need to be asleep or under a spell, as it were, to not see it. Well, that is exactly the case. The 9/11 attacks opened the door for endless wars, the removal of due process of law, indefinite detentions with no trial or due process, the erection of a police state surveillance grid, the removal of posse comitatus, economic devastation, and the list goes on. The draconian policies have continued under the Obama administration, as with the passage of the National Defense Authorization Act, which allows for American civilians to be detained indefinitely without trial or due process, merely on suspicion. And who decides if a person is suspicious or an enemy combatant? Well, the president does. The time has long passed for people to open their eyes and face the reality of the situation that surrounds you. Failure to see reality as it is will only ensure a tyrannical, totalitarian superstate devoid of any semblance of freedom. Look beyond the distractions, the deceptions, and the bread and circuses and educate yourself. For we are not in the final days. We are in the final moments.